set, hit!
Stay on side! I'm back!
Go, violent!
Go! Hit it! There you go!
This is that time of camp. I told you guys that we had a 6-day stretch that I was going to find out who's going to remain at the end. Fight through it. Fight through it individually. Fight through it collectively. You don't like the offense. The offense doesn't like the defense. And you treat it just like you would a game. So we got one Thursday. And you're going to be in that same situation.
Football is back in South Philadelphia as the Eagles take the field tonight for the preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, a lot of hard work over the course of the summer, and it all culminates in game number one.
Going into my third year, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable within the offense, a lot more comfortable with the speed of the game, and I know what to expect.
Coming out of the end zone is Huff. Out across the 20, up to the 35. Comes Josh Huff running hard.
You know, that's where Huff has been, I think, most natural.
Special teams I see as another opportunity for me to get on the field and showcase what I have, whether that's kickoff return, punt return. That just increases my value that much more. So the more I can do on the field, I'm going to do that for my teammates to make us the best possible team that we can be.
Barner, he's getting a season's worth of returns in one game tonight. Look at this.
Again, where is he most comfortable? Barner in space, a lot like Huff. Oregon players, very comfortable with the ball in their hands in space.
Man, it's been exciting for me just knowing what I've been able to do throughout the offseason, understanding where I'm at as a man and as a football player on this team, knowing what's expected of me. It makes things a lot smoother. And for me, man, I'm just excited to go out, play the game and make some plays, man. That's really what it comes down to, and I'm excited for the opportunities that lay ahead.
Are you concerned at all with the amount of drop passes in the game and again today?
Well, it's something obviously they got to continue to work on. You know, we set the jugs up after practice, and we just keep firing away. You know, we keep firing away, you know, it's a pride thing, but at the same time, at the end of the day, they know they have to catch the football in order to, you know, play for me and make the football team.
This training camp is different from any other training camp that I've had so far because it's just a different style. We're in full pads almost every day, but it gives you the mental aspect of the game that when you get tired and when it's hot outside, then, you know, you got a guy to the left and to the right of you that's tired just as well, but you got to pick yourself up for them.
Practice is a grind. I don't think anybody enjoys practice. Practice is to get you ready for the game. So for me, going out there and constantly doing it, you know, running a read route or running a zone play or a power play, that helps me once I'm able to go back and watch the film. So for me, it's very beneficial to go out there and run the plays over and over again because the more repetition that you have on the plays, the better you get at them.
What I found out about this team during training camp is that we're going to continue to battle for one another because we all know how bad we want it and how bad we want it for the city. So our main focus is just to keep going with our head down and work as hard as we can. And for myself, my personal goal is just to, again, be the best player I can be for my teammates. And whether that's blocking, whether that's receiving, whether that's running the ball, I'm going to do everything I can to get us over that hump and get us into the playoffs and get us to where we want to get.
Last year was a huge year for me, confidence-wise. Confidence is key at this level because you're so used to being the guy in high school, you're used to being the guy in college, and then you get here, you have to wait your turn, you have to be patient. You know, going back to my days in Carolina, being there with those group of guys, then transitioning from there to being here with Deuce and having Darren Sproles and Ryan here, it's been a blessing to be able to kind of center underneath these guys and really learn from them and go out and implement what they teach me in the meeting room and on the field and put it into my game on the field, man. It's been an absolute great journey so far.